A special light shines on one of WRTI's two musical missions this month. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston reports on jazz all around the city.
12 years ago, the Smithsonian Institution's Museum of American History declared April Jazz Appreciation Month. And since then, the celebration of this homegrown music has gained official status in urban centers and naturally in Philadelphia.
I do, in fact, love jazz. Jazz is America's most authentic and original gift to the arts. Philadelphia's history is full of great jazz musicians and composers who have become successful right here in this city and all around the world.
Last week, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter showed his personal and professional support at the city's official kickoff of JAM, the Francois Zayas Trio from North Philadelphia entertained. Philadelphia's jazz heritage stands proud. The mayor recognized composer, arranger, and saxophonist Benny Golson, now in his 80s, one of the many jazz legends with ties to the city.
I can't tell you what an honor it is to be here. I never imagined that anything like this would happen when I was learning how to play my saxophone on Page Street and driving all the neighbors crazy.
Homer Jackson, a WRTI jazz host in the 80s, founded the Philadelphia Jazz Project 2 years ago. He says Jazz Appreciation Month is a boost.
It creates an opportunity for us to get the media's attention and the nation's attention around something that's really just fundamentally American.
The Center City Jazz Festival, Gershman Y, the Kimmel Center are among the multitude of places this month where the sounds of jazz will be heard.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.